kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the kumsitz, right here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Eine sehr gute, gesunde Morgen zu allen seinen Herren. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, damit Herr Element zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on Chai FM, the home of Yiddish spirit and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts today are Judy Moritz and Ronnie Kaplan. So today we're not Judy on the 3Ks, but we're Judy on the 2Ks today.
Warum was?
Because Shoshana's not here.
Shoshana's nicht da. And Shoshana, a flue schlemmer, mein Teure.
So here we are today, 6th of February 2025. Ein Woch zu zwei Bishvat, 5 Wochen zu Purim, und 9 Wochen zu Pesach.
Yes, like. The Die Zeit fliegt.
Und 1 Minute. Und heute? Was ist heute? Heute ist Donnerstag und morgen geht's an.
Freitag.
Und Freitag ist?
Shabbos.
Shabbos Kuga.
Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the three of us will be bringing you an exciting and interesting show. Of course, with the Kumsitz focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language. We'd love to hear from you, so make a note of our contact details and WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019 or send us an email at onair@chaifm.com. Ronnie will tell us some interesting and exciting Yiddish stories, which we'll translate as we go along. And later in the program, Ronnie will give us a number of English words to be translated to Yiddish. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Ronnie,
ja.
Erzähl uns am Meister.
Nein, ich will erzählen am Meister. Meine Schwester hat mir heute für morgen geschickt etwas auf mein Telefon. Da hat sie geschickt am Meister. Ich dachte, erzählen am Meister. Auf früher Weg gegangen zum Doktor und der gesagt, es ist nicht viel zu gut, dass sie weggegangen sind, Herr Doktor.
This lady wasn't feeling too good. An elderly lady wasn't feeling too good. So she went to see the doctor.
Sagte der Doktor, er sucht ihr, und sehen sie, sagt er, ich habe schlechte Neues von euch. Ihr geht sterben in 6 Wochen.
Oh. So the doctor examined her, and he looked at her, and he said to her, sorry, my lady, but I've got bad news for you. You're going to pass away in 6 weeks' time.
Sagt sie, nein, ich hab versichern. Ich kann nicht sterben. Ich hab versichern, ich kann nicht sterben in 6 Wochen.
She said, that's nonsense. I've got insurance and I'm not passing on in 6 weeks' time. I've got insurance, so don't tell me 6 weeks.
Sagt ich verstehe eine Sache. Insurance kann auch nicht helfen.
So the doctor
the
doctor said to her, madam, one thing I want to tell you is insurance can't help you.
Du wirst weg sterben.
You're going to pass on.
Hat sie weggegangen in daheim, sie gesagt, der Doktor, Doktor, das verstehen, ich habe versichern. Er ist weggegangen in daheim. Und es geht weg 4 Jahre. Und der Doktor gesehen hier weiter, sagte, ich glaube das nicht. Sie darf sterben mit 4 Jahren zurück. Sagte, ich habe dir gesagt, ich habe versichern. Sagte, was meinst du, du versichern? Sagt sie, ich habe gehabt eine Mutter. Und ich habe gesehen meine Mutter alle Tage und ich habe ihr aufgepasst, wie sie gestorben.
So.
4 years
mommy. Went. 4 years went past, and this lady's still alive. And then she sees the doctor 4 years later, and he says to her, "But you shouldn't be here. You were supposed to have passed away 4 years ago." She says, "I told you that I had insurance. What kind of insurance did you have?" He says, "Well, my mother, she was an elderly lady, and I looked after her
every day,
every single day."
Und da sind sie weggestorben letzte Woche.
The mother passed away.
Yeah.
And my mother passed away last week.
So I'm all with Zine. I can't starben in a few weeks in a row. So
maybe, maybe I might pass on in 4 or 5 weeks time.
And this is Emma Samasa. Heard those from the Rov.
And it's a true story.
Yeah.
This is the Kumsit.
So Ronnie, that story was a true story.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I wrote it, Shoshana does geschickt, and I hope the gewollt melderen auf dem Radio dasselbe, was it passiert. But that is it. They had versicheren. When you have versicheren, you got no problems.
Yeah. So this is a story that was sent to Shoshana by her rabbi, and she passed it on to Ronnie with her not being here today. So Shoshana, we wish you well. Hope everything goes well. And so it is.
Yeah.
Have we got a song, Judy?
Yes, we got a song, and here it comes.
Because you've got noch a paar Meisters.
Oh, okay.
This is the Kumsit.
I'm Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-hosts, Judy Moritz and Ronnie Kaplan. This is the Kumsit on 101.9. We're back on the air to continue with the show. Ronnie, you said you got some more stories.
Ja, sicher. Okay, Sie gewinnen, ich habe ein paar Meisters im Kopf, ich dachte, ich habe gewollt zu sagen. Okay, Sie gewinnen, einer Weg gegangen, eine Freude, nie gekannt sind zu gut. Sie sind lieben in Amerika, wo man sich sagen, sie gehen sehen, der große Gottelador in Israel, und er wird sie etwas einmal können helfen, because they cannot hear with their eigen to sense it too good.
So there was this lady in America, her eyesight was deteriorating, and they couldn't do anything to help her. So they decided that they're going to see this one of the rabbis, one of the well-known rabbis in Israel, and to meet with him and see if he could maybe help in some way.
They came in Israel and they went to Karnevsky. The grace, the rover from door is a winner. A grace, rover. Kayanevsky. All kennen them Norman.
So they went to Israel and they went to visit Rabbi Kanievsky. He was the well-known rabbi. He was the chief, one of the main rabbis of the generation. Everybody knows him, Rabbi Kanievsky.
Sagten sie, sie gegangen zu alle Doktoren und sie sagen, sie können ja nicht helfen. Und er gekommen sind, der Rov, am Wohlwesen wissen und kriegen eine Brüche von ihm. Und zu sehen, maybe sie können sein, sie wird, der Eigen wird sein besser.
So, she went to see Rabbi Kanievsky and she told him that they've been to see all the top doctors in America. Nobody can help her. And maybe the Rabbi can give her some kind of a brocha, a blessing, and something will happen to her to improve her eyesight.
Dr. Rov, yeah, the voice was, bring her in Shabbos, 20 minutes for Shabbos.
So Rabbi Kanievsky said to her, listen, instead of bringing in Shabbos at the right time, in terms of the time when Shabbos comes in, I want you to bring Shabbos in 20 minutes earlier than the designated time.
Hat sie gegangen, sie eingehorcht zu, was der Robert gesagt hat, wir gegangen in Amerika, und sie ist angefangen zu halten Shabbos mehrere 20 Minuten früher für die Zeit.
So she went back to America, and that she listened to Rabbi Kanievsky, and she started bringing in Shabbos 20 minutes earlier than the recommended time.
So was ist passiert? Der eigene geworden gut. Sie sind gegangen gut, noch 3 Wochen, und sie können sehen besser. Und alle Doktoren haben was gesagt, keiner hat ihr geholfen, und Kanievskis, was er gesagt, geholfen.
So she continued bringing Shabbos in 20 minutes earlier than the recommended time, and after 3 weeks, her eyesight improved. The doctors couldn't believe this. Yeah. They absolutely couldn't believe it. Got to just quickly.
Mm-hmm. This is the Kumsitz.
Heute ist er weggegangen, zwei, drei Jahre. Und ihr eigen angefangen zu gehen, nicht in Nord, nicht gekannt sehen zu gut.
So about two or three years, this carried on. She continued doing the thing, bringing Shabbos in earlier for the 20 minutes, as Rabbi Kanevsky suggested. But anyway, after 3 years, her eyes started deteriorating again.
Als sie nicht gekannt fliehen zurück in Israel, hat sie gekrogen sein Mispar Telefon, und sie ist angeklungen und gerät zu der Rov. Sagt zu der Rov, ich sehe nicht so gut jetzt, und sagt der Rov, hältst du die 20 Minuten reinbringen, Schabbos früher? Sagt sie, einmal ja und einmal nicht. Sagt er, du darfst es weiter umfangen, und du weißt was, du darfst nehmen, der ganze Mischproche darf reinbringen, Schabbos 20 Minuten früher.
So, she couldn't fly to America, to Israel. So she managed somehow or other to get hold of Rabbi Kanievsky's telephone number, called him up, and said to him, Rabbi, listen, something's gone wrong. I mean, you know, my eyes are deteriorating. So he said to her, tell me, have you been keeping the 20 minutes regularly all the time since I told you? She said, well, you know, one, yes, no, maybe, who knows? So he said to her, look, what I want you to do is not only must you bring in Shabbos 20 minutes earlier, but I want your whole family to join you in bringing Shabbos in 20 minutes earlier.
And the way it was passiert, your eigene geworden besser.
And they all
and
did it.
And you're not going to believe it? Yeah. Her eyes improved. Her eyesight improved.
Das ist immer so meistens von Kanevsky. Aber ich kann dir sagen, dieselbe Sache, was passiert ist, zu einem zu anderen. Ein Mann gegangen in große Millionär gegangen und gekauft ein Building in New York für 800 Millionen.
Sure. So, a very wealthy chap in America went and bought a building in New York for $800 million.
Hat gegeben nach 100 Millionen, 100 Millionen hat gegeben a deposit und hat gewartet für kriegen eine Maschkante.
So he put down $100 million as a down payment, and he was looking to raise a bond for the balance.
Und sie haben gegangen 2-3 Wochen, und die Verkäufer haben gesagt, sie dürfen noch haben das Geld, sagen sie, du weißt, du kriegst nicht die Maschkante, wirst du verlieren die 100.000.
100.000 oder 100 Millionen?
100 Millionen.
So a couple of weeks went past, 2-3 weeks went past, and the sellers came to the Miss Millionaire and said to him, listen, you've got to come up with a balance of the purchase price. If you don't come up with a balance of the purchase price in the next couple of days, you're going to lose your deposit of $100 million.
Sagen sie, du weißt was, du darfst geben uns noch 100 Millionen, noch 10 Millionen jetzt zu halten, der Platz war dir. Anders wirst du verlieren alles Ding.
10 Millionen?
Ja.
So they turned around to him and they said to him, listen, aside from the fact that you've got to bring the money, you're going to lose your deposit, we want another $10 million now, further additional deposit, just for us to renegotiate the whole wait for you period.
What really, had not gewusst, wo zu gehen. Er hat gegangen in alle Plätze zu kriegen eine Maschkante, und keiner nicht gewollt geben eine Maschkante.
So he didn't know what to do. He was at his wit's end because nobody was prepared to give him any more money. He went to a couple of banks and they were all not interested in giving him even the $10 million.
Yeah. And the $10 million was a guy. Habe ich gegangen, sagt, hat er angeklungen der Rov. And the Rov hat gesagt, du weißt was, ich sehe, du hast auch zu verlieren, hast auch Geld. And es zeigt nicht, wie es seiner sei. Du weißt was, bring Shabbos rein, ein Schuh früher für Zeit.
So, which rabbi did he find? Rabbi Kanievsky?
I think it was Kanievsky.
Oh,
or another
he
one.
He found a
sure.
Rabbi. Okay, he found some rabbi told him what the problem was. And the rabbi said to him, listen, I want you to bring Shabbos in 1 hour before the designated time. Just see that you start Shabbos 1 hour earlier.
What is as I give in? I gangen at ki nigi kent kriegen a mashkanta and at ki brach Shabbos rein ein shul frier.
So he couldn't get, he wasn't able to raise the 700 million that he was still looking for, but he decided he's going to bring Shabbos in 1 hour earlier.
So the dem Shabbos Freitag, a shul far 20 minuten far Shabbos geht sein telefon, es klingt on, and er weiß nicht was zu tun.
So 20 minutes before the designated time of Shabbos, his phone rings. But you must remember he had already brought Shabbos in 1 hour earlier. So he couldn't know what to do.
He didn't know if he could or not answer the telephone.
Must he answer or not answer the phone?
He must have been checking.
And he had seen the number on his telephone is one from the bank.
So he noticed that the telephone number that was calling him was one of the banks that he had applied for the loan, and he didn't know what to do because he had brought Shabbos in already.
Ich darf gehen, was der Robert mir gesagt. Ich will halten dem Shabbos, ich kann nicht entfernen.
So the guy thought about it and he said, "I'm not answering. I'm going to listen to what the rabbi told me to bring Shabbos in 1 hour earlier, and that's it. I'm not starting to break Shabbos."
Right. Da weke Shabbos endigt sag und kum Sonntag. Er weiß alle arbeiten nicht zum Sonntag. Hat der Montag in der Früh geklungen der Bank.
So came after Shabbos, Sunday. No one works on Sunday. Monday morning, he phoned the bank.
Sagte zu, guten Morgen. Sagte mir, euch geklungen Freitag zu sagen, dass du wirst nicht kriegen, mir geben nicht die Maschkante.
So he called the bank, he noticed the number from the bank, and they spoke to him and they said to him, you know, we phoned you on Friday to tell you that we're not giving you the loan.
Sagt der Bank, but du weißt, was ist passiert. Hereingekommen der Greifser Ballerboss an Shabbos und er sagt, mir darf ihm geben der Maschkante.
So, you know what happened. The phone call on Friday was to tell you that you were refused the loan. But what happened is on Saturday morning, the big boss of the bank came in and said, listen, we've got to give this guy the loan. So it just goes to show that...
It's a true story.
True story. Unbelievable.
I've got a lovely little thing from Basil.
Yeah.
Let me see. I have just verloren. A minute.
That's a Meister that it's unbelievable.
Says it was a great song, great music, and the stories are power, flower. Shabbat Shalom, Am Yisrael.
Guy, how's he feeling?
We are more.
We are talk. Okay.
Yom.
But that's
another true story.
Which
I think.
It just goes to show, again, I come up with my friend Stephen's comment.
Mensch tracht, Gott weiß anders.
Gott tracht anders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
these stories, and I've got so many of them.
And it's amazing how true, but they're all true.
All true. That's amazing. There's a lot of these stories come out of Hamodia, which is a Haredi newspaper, but it's lovely stories.
Yeah,
well, it just goes to show that they, it's unbelievable that the good Lord is there.
The good Lord is there.
Yeah.
All the time.
As is it. A man's tracht and God tracht anders.
Judy?
Yeah.
Have you got a special song for us today?
A beautiful song is about Dudi Fischer and Sassi Orsa zusammen, they gehen singen. And ich will, dass alle Menschen sollen sitzen, take a cup of tea and just close your eyes.
Na, mir da, das ist der Kumsitz.
Oberher sich an, whoever's in the motor car mustn't close their eyes. That's one thing they mustn't do. Mach nicht die Augen, if you're in the motor car. But everybody just take a little and listen to this magic production.
This is the Kumsitz.
So that was a wonderful song. It was a little bit long,
but
it was very nice with all. Yeah, it had a bit of with all the good things that where does one get a little bit of muzzle, a little bit of luck,
everything,
tumbalalai, all those good kind of things. Cindy sent us a message here. Hello, Yiddish show. Wishing my auntie Shoshana Refuah Shleima. Thanks for the great stories and the fabulous music. Shabbat Shalom. I'm Israel Chai. Love, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy. Thanks, my Cindy Lee. And my Pleminiske Basil says that was a great mix of music, yuckle stickles. And then he also says, Ronnie, for that money, I'll bring in two Shabbases 2 hours early.
Very clever.
Yeah.
At least the people paying attention.
Anyway, so I'm Hilton Kaplan, along with my co-host Ronnie Kaplan and Judy Moritz. To all our listeners out there, share your thoughts with us on any subject that you may wish to discuss. Let us know if you'd like us to feature a particular song or even a particular topic in upcoming shows by sending us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019 or an email from anywhere in the world at onair@chaifm.com. We'd love to hear from you, even if you just want to say hi. I was at a meeting before I came to the show with one of my clients, and she wanted to know where I was going, and I said I'm going to the radio show at Chaifm, and she was very surprised to hear that I was on the radio show. So Helga, if you happen to tune in and you're listening, welcome to the show, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you've got any questions, call me.
And you weiß was, Hiltele, and next week, ich bin sicher, Shoshana wird zurückkommen, and sie wird reden von Tubishvat.
For sure. So, Ronnie,
give
uns ein paar Wörter.
What's wrong?
Nicht richtig.
Nicht verkehrt. Richtig.
Nicht richtig. Correct. Well done, Judy. And what's name? Okay. What's when you take fruit and you smash it up, what do you make out of it?
Gehackte Leber.
No,
that's Leber.
Gehackte Fruit.
No, juice.
Yes, gehackte Fruit is what?
Is juice.
No? Kompot.
Oh, my.
Nicht, you don't mix it up. Du darfst es zu kochen, aber es
soll.
Und zu mischen, und wird das Kompot. Yeah.
Think it over.
Zu getracht.
Übertrachten
ist korrekt, ja. Yeah. What's a plague?
A plague is a chalamalutschka.
No.
You know that plague? Do you host a...
What's a plague in Hebrew? You know, what the 10 plagues, no?
Bandit.
No, because that's what it is in Yiddish.
No, it's not.
What?
It's an epidemia.
An epidemia.
Oh.
Yeah, same thing.
What's a plague? The 10 plagues.
Plagues,
obviously, it's not an epidemic.
No, but what's 10 plagues that...
Okay. Wir sind in der Rabbonim. Sie hören das euch. Sie können reinschreiben dort.
Okay.
What's an invitation?
Einladung.
Very good.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
A shrewish wife can also be right.
A what?
A shrewish wife can also be right.
What's the name? Wife can also be right.
Aber was für a Weib?
Ich verstehe das.
A schlechte Weib,
okay.
Ist noch toll mit gerecht.
Ja, nicht allemal gerecht. You're right. What's a nuisance?
A plague is a maka.
A maka.
A maka.
Maka is correct.
Makot. Esher makot.
Yeah, true.
Right.
What's a nuisance?
A balagan.
Out comes the little chalamalutschka. What is your name? A nuisance. What's his name?
That's it.
Hey.
It's a nudnik. Call me back.
Ruf mir zurück.
Correct. What is said?
Umetik.
Oh.
Oh, ich bin verblosen.
No.
What?
Treuerdig.
Bald, ich hab das bald gekrogen.
Yeah, well, you got it the other one. What's to mourn?
Treuerig.
Kloggen.
Kloggen, yeah. A lock is good only for an honest man.
A schloss is good for...
A chosid.
What's my man?
Orent Lechen.
Orent Lechen. Yeah. Okay, each one.
Jeder einer.
Very good. What's a Garte?
A was?
A Garte.
A Garte was my leg of
a feast, yes. It's like
a Garte?
Yeah.
Is a Garte?
No, it's a Zuck. Halbender.
Come on, Ronnie. Here's a nice one for you. A mirror can be the biggest deceiver.
What a miracle. A mirror.
Spiegel can sein.
The grace of Verführer.
The grace of Verführer,
yeah.
To inform.
To bemelden.
Ooh, that's a unmelden. Hard one. To inform somebody.
Losen wissen.
Losen wissen. An old friend is better than two new ones.
Alte Freund ist besser wie zwei neue.
You're so clever. You're brilliant.
Now what's an orange?
An orange is
There's a name for an orange.
Yeah, there's a name for an orange. An orange. Man geht sich essen a Lemon. Is das gerecht?
Nein.
Was is it? What is this?
A Pomeranz.
Oh, my head. Pomeranzen.
Yeah. What's a subway?
An Unterdraht.
Unter is right, and then?
an Unterführer.
No, that's for the
wedding. It's a wedding.
Yeah, a subway. A Unterbahn. Correct.
An Unterbahn. I got one for you. Even a poor man wants to live.
Oma man will leben.
Ja, euch leben. Schön.
Unhappy.
Nicht zufrieden.
So ist eine Idee.
Umlick
is correct.
Yuckle, stickles, and a fat on fluffy. Did you hear? I got it right. When a poor man makes a wedding, the dog gets the shivers.
Oma man macht a chassene.
Und dem Hund?
Was für der Hund? Er schreckt sich.
Schreckt sich.
Hund Kadoches. Kriegt der Hund Kadoches.
Kriegt der Hund Kadoches. Das ist ein Name. What's a strap?
A strap?
Yeah.
You give somebody a beating with it?
No, a strap. You put on your thing.
A belt, like a belt.
A belt, yeah.
A strap.
A
girdle is for the Lubavitchers, yeah. It's not.
What is those?
Yeah? A rim.
A rim. Oh, a rim. I'm scared.
Us.
Uns.
Very good.
When a girl is born, it's a good omen for the family.
When
a maidel is geboren,
it's a good for the Mishpocha.
It's a for women.
The Mishpocha.
The ganze Mishpocha.
Okay.
Wonder why.
This is the Kumsitz.
No, Ronnie, you got some more words for us there?
Oh, sure.
I've got one for you, Ronnie.
Yeah,
what? If you look up at the high things, hold on to your hat. If you look up at the high things, hold on to your hat.
The cook sagt in der high, halt den Hut auf dem Kopf.
Yeah. It was good, hey, Hilt?
Very good.
Very good.
What's up?
A roof.
A roof.
Very good. What's used?
Versmacket. Versmacket.
No, you?
Genitzt.
Genitzt is correct. What's imagine?
Gedenkt.
Vorstellen.
Vorstellen is correct.
Come, Judy. How come all of a sudden I'm working like a champion today?
You are the champ, Wiki.
What's a face?
Aponym.
Very good, Judy.
Oh, hooray. Guess what?
Yeah.
I got one.
Yeah. No. God willing.
Emirat Hashem.
Very good. What's people?
Mentioned.
Mention and? Folg.
Folg
is a
isn't
people.
Isn't a folk is a nation?
It's a people. It's a nation. Or a nation. Very good.
If God wills it, even a broom can shoot.
As the Eibishter
will, can
a
besem schießen.
Mit besem schiss. As God will, schießt a besem.
Schickt a besem, yes. Yeah. Maybe he wants to send a broom.
And if God lived on earth, all his windows would be broken.
The Eibishter wollte gelebt auf.
Auf ein Erdor wird alle Fenster gewonnen.
Seine Fenster wollte
ausgehackt.
Ausgeglochen.
Yeah.
All right, why do you think...
What's imagine?
Gedenkt. No, gedenkt no. Is to think. To imagine. Glotz mit der Eigen.
Mm-hmm.
Trachten.
Ich weiß nicht, was?
Ja, gewaltig.
Gewaltig, okay, not imaginable.
If you don't eat garlic,
unbelievable.
You won't smell.
No. Unbelievable.
Just want to tell you, talking about something gewaltig.
Yeah.
They renamed a street in America.
Yeah.
That I don't know if you read about this.
No.
East 67th Street in New York. Yeah. Is now be called Yad Vashem Way.
Yad Vashem Way, very clever.
Wow.
New York City honors Yad Vashem's efforts to combat anti-Semitism and promote Holocaust education with street naming.
Fantastic.
So East 67th Street last Thursday was changed from East 67th Street to Yad Vashem Way.
Unbelievable. No, it's all over yet. Yeah. I mean, yesterday's Netanyahu arriving at the White House must have cost an independent fortune. They had all those people there standing there like an armed guard or a procession to bring him in. It's never ever happened before.
Well, it shows that they've got respect for Israel.
Yeah, but and he's the first visitor to come and visit Trump. Eingeladen.
Yeah.
He was invited. I mean, it's very, very not so common.
And then another thing which there's a video circulating on social media shows a Gazan man who returned to his home to find all the buildings had been reduced to rubble.
Yeah.
So you know what his comment was?
Yeah.
He was screaming and shouting, "Where's my house? Qasem Soleimani, where's my house? Al-Khaya, Madawi, Osama Bandan." All these people, he asked them, "Where's the house?" One guy's the Iranian Quds commander, the other guy is the Hamas officials, etc., etc., etc. And then he answered to them was, "Curse you spies, you traitors, collaborators, mercenaries, I can't find my house."
Interesting.
The house had been wiped out.
There's a picture circulating on the telephone. There's a picture of the two of Netanyahu and Trump sitting on the beach, and one says Gaza, and it says the beautiful Mediterranean. Well, unbelievable. And they're both sitting in their swimming costumes. I can tell you, the Beja Kukunois is
the youngsters.
Mention machen alle Sachen.
There's
noch einer, was guckt euch mit Trump, und er geht mit der Stecken, guckt euch bei Meisha, mit der reingegangen
ist.
Meisha dabei. Gegangen in Midbar. Und wir sehen jetzt, Trump tut dieselbe Sache. Einmal geht er zurück in Midbar, weil er hat nicht gesagt, er geht in Midbar. Das ist versichert.
Ja, anyway.
Ja.
Let's end on this one. Yeah. If you want to please everybody, you'll die before your time.
Oi vei.
Ja.
Als du willst alle men
zufrieden machen, wirst du nicht
die Zeit.
That's true, because it's impossible to do this.
Well, I chose you, but Trump is not going to die before his time, because he got it right. He said if the hostages and the ceasefire doesn't happen before he comes into office, there's going to be hell to pay, not hell to play. Eh? Anyway.
Anyway,
it's almost time for us to say goodbye.
Why?
Because it's nearly time to say goodbye. Judy and the two K's. Yeah. Next week we'll be back with you at the same time and same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. Shoshana, please God, you'll be back with us. Goodbye and thanks to all at Chai FM, Craig in the studio, Kathy and the crew. Stay safe, drive carefully and enjoy yourselves. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.